I am an incredibly happy person, and I want to share with you the one secret that has gotten me to that point, because everyone deserves to be happy in this way. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, it's not because of maybe these other things that you might be thinking. Now, as far as my personality, I am actually quite difficult personality. I'm very moody, I'm kind of cantankerous, a little bit difficult to deal with when you get to know me. So it's not because of my personality. As far as friends, I tend to be kind of shy and introverted. I've always been like that. It's always been difficult for me to make lots of friends despite having this channel. So for me to push myself and be social, I really have to make a lot of effort. Because of my spiritual life, I wish I could pray more. I pray and I pray a good amount, but I wish I could pray more. So that's possibly part of it. There's an aspect of that I want to get into. Now, I will say that I have wonderful children, and I have an amazing marriage with my wife, my relationship. That's really amazing. So maybe you can say that I'm cheating because of that. When I look at other things, it's not like I have this incredibly charismatic personality and this wonderful hair. I'm balding, if you can't tell. I'm an incredibly ordinary and flawed person, things that you would think would keep me from being happy. So what is it? So I learned the secret of happiness kind of within the faith from a 5th century bishop. His name is Diodocus of Photis. In the Office of Readings, he has this reading that gives you the secret that you're looking for. Now, when I first read it, I poured all my energy into finding out the thing that he says that we should know. And this is what I want you to know. And if you focus only on this, everything else will come. Your work, your relationships, healing, etc. Like all that stuff, I still have wounds. So it's not that I'm perfectly healed. It's this, what I'm about to read you. Let's get right into it. No one who is in love with himself is capable of loving God. The man who loves God is the one who mortifies his self-love for the sake of the immeasurable blessings of divine love. Such a man never seeks his own glory, but only the glory of God. If a person loves himself, he seeks his own glory, but the man who loves God loves the glory of his Creator. Anyone alive to the love of God can be recognized from the way he constantly strives to glorify him by fulfilling all his commandments and by delighting in his own abasement. Because of his great majesty, it is fitting that God should receive glory. But if he hopes to win God's favor, it becomes man to be humble. If we possess this love for God, we too will rejoice in his glory, as St. John the Baptist did, and we shall never stop repeating, his fame must increase, but mine must diminish. Now, it's in this next paragraph that the real juice is. I know a man who, though lamenting his failure to love God as much as he desires, yet loves him so much that his soul burns with ceaseless longing for God to be glorified and for his own complete effacement. This man has no feeling of self-importance even when he receives praise. So deep is his desire to humble himself that he never even thinks of his own dignity. He fulfills his priestly duty by celebrating the liturgy, but his intense love for God is an abyss that swallows up all consciousness of his high office. His humility makes him oblivious of any honor it might bring him, so that in his own estimation, he is never anything but a useless servant. Because of his desire for self-abasement, he regards himself as though degraded from his office. His example is one that we ourselves should follow by fleeing from all honor and glory for the sake of the immeasurable blessings of God's love. For he has loved us so much. Anyone who loves God in the depths of his heart has already been loved by God. In fact, the measure of a man's love for God depends upon how deeply aware he is of God's love for him. When this awareness is keen, it makes whoever possesses it long to be enlightened by the divine light. And this longing is so intense that it seems to penetrate his very bones. He loses all consciousness of himself and is entirely transformed by the love of God. Such a man lives in this life and at the same time does not live in it. For although he still inhabits his body, he is constantly leaving it in spirit because of the love that draws him toward God. Once the love of God has released him from self-love, the flame of divine love, sounds familiar? it's been around for a long time, never ceases to burn in his heart, and he remains united to God by an irresistible longing. As the apostle says, if we are taken out of ourselves, it is for the love of God. If we are brought back to our senses, it is for your sake. There, that and that information, when I heard it, I understood that it was the key to everything that I was looking for. What specifically? Knowledge of God's love for us. It's not even us loving God or us loving others or others loving us that makes us happy. Because at the end of the day, we don't love God. Our love compared to God's love is nothing. It's a drop. It's nothing. And if you think you love God, you are completely deluded. Every real saint says to themselves, I don't love God at all. I hardly love God. My love for God is nothing. They don't estimate their love at all. So if you say that you love God, you have no idea what you're saying. Your love is a drop, a tiny, meaningless drop in a vast ocean. Same with the love of others for us and our love for other people. Yet we need to love others and God for our salvation. It's God's love that is of importance. It's God's love for us that is significant. When I understood this, I stopped seeking healing or this or that or whatever, or relaxation or whatever it is that people find to try to find happiness, or eating healthy, although all those things are good, obviously. I realized I need to ask God to reveal his love for me. That's the good news. His love for us and our knowledge of it. Since his love for us is infinite, you cannot say that you know how much God loves you. You do not know how much God loves you. You are beginning to understand how much God loves you. And for all eternity, we will learn how much God loves us. We will never finish knowing. So don't ever say that you love God. You don't. God loves you. You try to love God. And don't say that you know that God loves you. You don't know. You know a little inkling, like a little baby that thinks they know. We don't know. But that's the knowledge that gives me joy. And despite having major failures in my life, despite having major defects, despite not having everything that I want, not being as popular and as charismatic as the next guy, I'm happier than all of them because of this, because I strove to learn, to begin learning how much God loved me. A particular instance of when this happened, I was on this this retreat to learn about the deliverance method called Unbound. There was a person who I actually didn't like who happened to be there. She had a relic of the true cross. Halfway through the retreat, she said, you should pray with this. This is amazing. And actually, it was someone else that had a relic of the true cross, but she prayed with it, had an incredible prayer experience, and she told me I needed to do that. I didn't like her. I was like, I don't want to pray with that. Leave me alone. Just let me learn about this retreat stuff that we're doing. Well, I let her give me the relic of the true cross, and I went to my hotel room, because this was in another city, and I placed that relic of the true cross on my heart. I've never had this with any other relics, by the way. I've never had lots of visions. I've never had souls in purgatory appear to me, despite talking a lot about purgatory. I just learn a lot about them and love sharing about it. So I've never had these mystical experiences. You don't need those to be happy. Although if you have those, God bless you. That's great. But this was a very unique experience for me. I placed that relic on my heart, and it felt like that there was a sword piercing my heart. And that was an answer, and there's been others, of me coming to understand just a little bit how much God loves me. It was painful, but it was piercing, and it filled me with this tender, sorrowful joy, is the best way to describe it, that stayed with me for that entire day. It felt like that sword was right on my heart the entire day. It was amazing. It was amazing. This is what you need to ask for. If you're someone that struggles with depression, with sadness, if you've never been as happy as you wish you could be, it's because you don't know this enough. You don't know how much God loves you. And you need to ask for this grace supernaturally, even in a vision, through a relic, through the Eucharist, whatever means. but this is what you need to find out. Then you will be happy. Then you'll be happy, happier than other people who have all this money, who are loved by all these people, and you'll be happier than them because you have the one information, the one piece of knowledge that really matters. How much, God, do you love me? God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.